Hello, I'm Jeffrey Logd with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office Inspector General. Jim Kohler of the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation joins us to talk about a new report titled, EPA Has Not Met Certain Statutory Requirements to Identify Environmental Impacts of Renewable Fuel Standard. Jim, so why did the OIG decide to conduct this review?
Thank you, Jeff. The Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS program, has been in the public spotlight for quite some time. In fact, back in June, there was a congressional hearing on the implementation of RFS that generated significant bipartisan interest. For this evaluation, we were interested in whether the EPA complied with statutory reporting requirements on the environmental impacts of RFS. We were also interested in whether EPA updated the life cycle analysis supporting RFS with findings from the National Academy of Sciences study on biofuels, the EPA's 2011 report to Congress on the environmental impacts of biofuels, and any other new biofuels research.
For listeners who are not familiar with the Renewable Fuel Standard Program, would you explain why it was created and why is it so important?
Well, the RFS program is a national policy that requires a certain volume of renewable fuel, also known as biofuel, to replace or reduce the quantity of petroleum-based transportation fuel. It was created with the intent to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and expand the nation's renewable fuel sector while reducing reliance on imported oil. It is probably most recognizable to the consumer through the signs on gasoline pumps, noting that the gas contains up to 10% ethanol. Ethanol is a biofuel that is derived from plants like corn. The quantity of ethanol in gasoline is due in part to the RFS. It's important because complying with the RFS entails significant investment by various industries. There are also environmental impacts, both positive and negative, beyond the compliance cost.
Jim, a major finding of the report was that the EPA had failed to fulfill its statutory requirement to report to Congress every 3 years on the impacts of biofuels. Would you expand on exactly what you found?
Sure. We learned that after EPA issued its 2011 report to Congress, there was an expectation that the agency would develop subsequent reports, which would include ongoing biofuel research. However, there have been no subsequent reports since 2011.
What were your other key findings?
We found that EPA hasn't met the statutory requirements to conduct an anti-backsliding study on how RFS impacts air quality, nor has it made a determination on whether mitigation measures are necessary.
What do you mean by anti-backsliding?
Anti-backsliding provisions in the law ensure that new regulations intended to address one problem don't actually make other environmental problems, like air quality, worse.
I see. Did you find anything else?
Yes. We also found that in 2010, EPA completed a life cycle analysis to determine whether renewable fuel sources met greenhouse gas reduction thresholds as required. Since then, EPA has conducted subsequent life cycle greenhouse gas analyses for new minor RFS fuel sources, but the agency has no plans to update the original analysis, which covers the major RFS fuel sources. Now, while there's no statutory requirement to update the analysis, the EPA publicly committed to updating it as the science evolves. We also found that non-greenhouse gas impacts, such as impacts on water quality and use, are not required to be factored into RFS implementation, despite both EPA's report to Congress and the National Academy of Sciences study that highlight the importance of full environmental life cycle assessments in measuring the impact of biofuels. EPA will have more of an opportunity to consider environmental impacts beginning in 2023, when the existing statute allows it to set volumes for all renewable fuel types based on analysis of a broader set of criteria beyond greenhouse gas impacts.
What are the potential impacts from EPA not providing the required reports and studies?
Well, not providing these studies impedes EPA's ability to identify, consider, mitigate, and make policymakers aware of any adverse impacts of biofuels. EPA, Congress, and other stakeholders lack key information on biofuel impacts needed to make science-based decisions about RFS and U.S. biofuel policy.
So what did the OIG ultimately recommend that the agency do?
We recommended that the EPA provide to Congress triennial reports on the impacts of biofuels as required. We also recommended that the EPA complete the anti-backsliding study as required, determine if additional mitigation is needed to ensure RFS does not adversely impact air quality, and finally, although not required by statute, develop or identify a clear process for evaluating the life cycle science and deciding whether to update the greenhouse gas threshold determinations.
Okay. How did the agency respond to the report?
The EPA ultimately agreed with all recommendations and has provided planned completion dates.
Jim, thanks for talking with us today about the findings of your report.
Jeff, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
For more information on this report and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.